There's an old story. I found it to be a humorous story. You may have heard it in many different forms. There was a lady that was in her house when a flood was taking place. And the flood was serious. And so there was a gentleman that came up in his boat, and he said, "I'm here to save you." And the lady said, "Don't worry, the Lord will save me." And so another day went by, and the floodwaters had her up into the second floor, and she was talking through the opening of one of the windows, and another guy came through with a boat and said, "I'm here to save you." And she said, "Don't worry, the Lord's going to save me." And so the floodwaters kept going up all the way up to the roof. And she was standing on the roof, and a helicopter came over, and the pilot screamed down at her, "I'm here to save you." And he said, "Don't worry, the Lord's going to save me. And so it came that moment when the water got over the roof, and she, of course, drowned and passed away. So at the gates of heaven, she meets St. Peter, and she said to St. Peter, "Before I go in, I have a bone to pick with the Lord and a complaint. You know, I asked for the Lord to save me, and he didn't save me." And St. Peter said, "The Lord sent you two boats and a helicopter. What else do you want?" Well, that really story, in a way, captures part of our prayer life. And it captures part of who we are before the Lord. And as we enter this gospel, we hear a Canaanite woman has approached Jesus for a favor. And to give it in context for us, the Canaanites didn't speak to the Jewish people, and the Jewish people didn't speak to the Canaanites. So there was a real faith divide. They worshiped in different places, and so their whole dynamic was tremendously against one another. And so the lady, in her pleading, which is really her prayer to Jesus, first seems to meet Jesus in a way that Jesus doesn't seem to be listening. And she evidently keeps going in her petition to him in a loud voice, because the disciples were telling him to shoo her away. She won't leave us alone. And eventually Jesus responds and says, "I cannot take the food of the children of Israel and give it to the dogs." Now, for us in English, that really sounds harsh. It sounds like he hit her with a baseball bat. But in Greek, the word for dog really that he uses is puppy. In fact, it's a lap dog. And so the kind of dog that would be around the table, looking for something to come off the table, if you will. And she responds with such tremendous faith that it catches her attention. And she says, "Yes, Lord, but even the puppies," because that's the same thing she used in Greek, "even the puppies will get something from the master's table, the scraps from the master's table." And Jesus is tremendously taken aback by that. And he is just drawn in to her deep faith. And he says to her, "Woman, you have great faith. What you ask shall be done." And her daughter was healed in that moment. Well, we think of ourselves in our own prayer life, and you know, often we ask for something, and we may ask for it a couple of times, but we find ourselves in many ways, I think, wondering, "Okay, God, what are you up to? What are you doing in my life? You know, I've asked for this for my grandchild or my child or my marriage or work or whatever it is. Lord, what are you doing in my life?" St. Ignatius of Loyola, in many ways, gave us really a guide point between the two stories I told you. One was the gospel, and one was, of course, the lady at the house. And he said, "Pray as if everything depends on God, but act as if everything depends on you." In other words, work as if everything depends on you. And the challenge of the gospel is partly captured in that first story. The lady who said, "God's going to save me. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to get in the boat. I don't have to get in the helicopter. God's going to save me. And yes, God's going to save us. God has saved us in Jesus Christ. And we celebrate that in our baptisms. That's true. But we're also called to be people of action, to be people who live the faith that we profess and that we proclaim, especially in this Eucharist. We are called to action in this Eucharist. And the kind of action that we're called to is captured really in the gospel. The lady, the mother, her daughter was suffering, and she would not take no for an answer. Storming the gates of heaven, I think you've heard that before. Storming the gates of heaven. I think in many ways that's partly what happened to me after the Holy Father's representative called me and called me to Biloxi and this whole area to be the bishop. And then I end up in the hospital and was very close to meeting the Lord very personally, praying for two boats and a helicopter at least. And all the prayers of all the people made a difference in that very, very difficult and dark time. And God's love in that way surrounded me enough to be able to continue to say yes. Some of my bishop friends were asking, are you ever going to show up? And I said, yeah, that's my intention. The prayer we have, lived in action, makes a difference. That's the call of faith for us. The prayer we have, done in action, makes a difference. And so the personal question that all of us have in this Eucharist is, who needs us? Who needs us in our prayer? Who are we needing to pray for? Who is the person that may be hurting in our family? Who's the person that we need to love on? For all of our children that are here, have you loved on your parents today? Have you told them today you love them? Have you told them today you're grateful that they are your parents or your grandparents or your guardians? If there's a struggle going on, whether it's in the marriage, whether it's in work, whether it's in family, whether it's with neighbors, what is our real call? It's a call to faith, but it's also a call to action. Who are we called to be? And it's not meant to be sitting on the house as the floodwaters rise. It's really meant to be people of action who live their faith, and who live their faith in their experience of life. So it is out of love that I'm here with you today, and it is out of love that you're here with me today. And it's out of love that we celebrate this Eucharist. And it's out of great love that Jesus gives us his body and blood to eat and to drink and to share in, to give us the strength we need, and whatever grace we need in our lives to hear the call to action in faith and to let that action in faith be the sign of Christ in our lives. So when people meet us, they say, Christ is alive in my life. Christ is alive in their life. Christ is alive in your marriage. Christ is alive in your family. Christ is alive in your children. You get the idea. And so we celebrate today in a special way that which St. Ignatius really called us to many years ago. St. Francis Xavier believed this too. That was part of his training. Pray as though everything depends on God, but act, and like the person of the gospel, act aggressively as if everything depends on you, on me. That's an amen. I'm going to keep talking unless you say amen.